Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Here's one for the books, unscripted, unplanned. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast, number 3, today, December 9th, 2015. I'm grabbing the mic because I'm feeling led. I'm feeling led by the entrepreneurial spirit. Now, y'all know I'm a Christian, so you know it means the spirit, the Holy Spirit, part of the Trinity. But I'm not here to preach. I'm here to preach the Everyday Saturday gospel to you, too. The 3 words, just do it. Just do it. What do you got to lose? What could you possibly, give me the worst case scenario. Hit me up on Twitter. Say, Sam, and make sure you get in your nice whiny ass voice too. Make sure you get a really pathetic victim-like. And hit me up. You get 140 characters and say, but Sam, I can't go for my dream because, and then just fill in the blank. And I want to hear the best excuses, man. I mean, I want the stuff that would make a 4-year-old proud. You know what I mean? Like why he won't eat his peas or her carrots. I mean, I want that type of mentality coming with your dream. Because obviously you have failed to grasp the concept that you are in the generation-changing game, okay? And it ain't about you and your lame little excuse. It's about all the people that are waiting for you to get out of the damn starting block and to go for it so you can change generations of their lives. They'll never consume the product you're going to create. They'll never be the beneficiary of the hospital wing that you're going to build because you played too damn small. You know, there was a political candidate in the last election. The rent's too damn high. What was that guy's name? Jimmy or something like that. Hilarious, man. Saturday Night Live had a great skit about that. The rent's too damn high. Well, you know what? Your dream's too damn small. That's the ticket for today, man. That's the party. That's the one I'm running on right now. 2020 election right here. I'm running for, I, Sam Crowley, right now on December 9, 2015, would like to announce on the Everyday Saturday podcast, I'm running for president on the ticket titled Your Dream's Too Damn Small, okay? And if you want to come along with me on that ride, I'll accept all your donations. I can't guarantee, nor will I ever guarantee, your money that's donated to my campaign will ever be used for anything other than buying a pint of Guinness at the local bar for moi, okay? However, feel free to donate to the campaign because the dream is too damn small. Just like the rent was too damn high, the dream is too damn small. You know why? Because you're playing small every single day. You're using excuses why you can't do it. It's too difficult. I don't have the money. Nobody's here to support me. Well, you know what? That's why it's so rewarding, because if it were easy, man, we'd just outsource it. But the fact of the matter is, you don't understand this one little concept. You can't outsource your dream. You can't outsource your passion. You can't go to Fiverr, say, hey, Johnny, little Filipino, what I'd like to do here is I'm going to send you $5, and I would like for you to give me passion. Now, maybe in some other facets of the community, you can give somebody $5 and they can give you passion. I'm not quite so sure. Never been there. But what I'm saying is you can't go outsource that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Are you picking up what I'm laying down? I'm giving you this bonus podcast today because I literally was just getting some work done. I'm reading a book titled The Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. Great stuff. It's got to be 100 years old. Timeless. Never. Oh, man. Let me tell you another book I'm reading, by the way, and then I'm going to end this podcast right now. When God Doesn't Fix It. Great book by Laura Story, When God Doesn't Fix It. Read it the whole way back. And I'm not a reader of books. I'm a reader of blogs, of Twitter, or social media. I'll read an entire book on the internet or on Kindle. I just don't pick up books. I'm going to. I'm starting to. I'm trying to break the habit. When God Doesn't Fix It. My wife gave me that book, and I read it the entire way back from Palm Springs. Must read. It's a must read for why bad things happen to good people and how to deal with it. But back to you. Okay? Back to you. Just do it. Can you just get going? Can you just get a little, I mean, just a little bit of momentum because it'll turn into a lot of success for you. The thing that you don't want to do right now, the thing you want to do the least, is the thing you actually got to do the most. So let's do it together. Okay, I'm going to stand up. We're going to get up off your backside, and we're going to make it happen because your dream is too damn small. Oh, one more thing. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.